Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Saturday, October 12th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate. Let's dive right in, shall we? Today we're discussing an unexpected sign of suicidal thoughts. What's this sign and why is it so surprising?
Well, Ted, it's not what most people would expect. The sign we're talking about is when someone with mental health issues suddenly appears happy and carefree. It's a real head-scratcher because we usually think of suicidal thoughts going hand-in-hand with sadness and depression. I mean, who'd have thought a smile could be a red flag, right?
You're absolutely right, Eric. It's counterintuitive, but this sudden shift can actually be a major warning sign.
Hold your horses, Kate. Isn't happiness supposed to be a good thing? We can't go around assuming every person who's suddenly cheerful is contemplating suicide. That's a bit
Eric, you're missing the point. It's not about making assumptions, it's about recognizing patterns. This isn't just any old happiness we're talking about. It's a specific type of relief that often comes when someone's made the decision to end their life. They see it as a way out of their pain, and that decision brings them a sense of
calm. That's an interesting point, Kate. Can you explain more about why this happiness might be concerning?
Look, I get where Kate's coming from, but we need to pump the brakes here. We can't start pathologizing every mood change. People with mental health issues can have genuine good days too, you know? It's not always doom and gloom. We've got to be careful not to see danger around every corner.
Of course they can have good days, Eric. Nobody's denying that. But context is key here. If someone's been struggling for a long time and suddenly seems carefree without any apparent
but
reason...
But isn't that kind of invasive? We can't go around interrogating people about their mental health every time they crack a smile. That's not healthy
for crying
anyone.
Out loud, Eric. It's not about interrogation, it's about caring. This sudden change can indicate they've stopped debating the decision to die. That's extremely dangerous, and we need to take it seriously.
You both make valid points. How can we differentiate between genuine improvement and this warning sign?
Well, Ted, I think we need to look at the bigger picture. Are they engaging in activities they enjoy, making plans for the future? Those are good indicators of genuine improvement. It's not just about one moment of happiness, but a sustained positive change in their overall behavior and outlook.
While those are good signs, Eric, we also need to be on the lookout for risk factors, things like giving away prized possessions or saying goodbye in unusual ways. It's about piecing together the whole puzzle, not just focusing on the happy face they're presenting to the world.
Let's consider a historical parallel. Can you think of a similar phenomenon in a different context?
Absolutely, Ted. This reminds me of the calm before the storm observed in some Holocaust victims. Primo Levi, a survivor, wrote about prisoners who suddenly became serene before their deaths. It's a chilling parallel, but it shows how this psychological phenomenon isn't new.
Whoa there, Eric. That's a pretty heavy comparison. While I see the parallel you're drawing, we need to be careful not to equate personal struggles with mass atrocities.
Hold on, Kate.
It's a bit.
I'm not equating them at all. I'm simply highlighting a psychological pattern. In both cases, a decision brings relief from prolonged suffering. It's about the human mind's response.
Fair point, I'll give you that. But let's consider a less extreme example. What about the phenomenon of terminal lucidity in dementia patients? That's another unexpected change that can be misinterpreted as improvement.
Can you explain terminal lucidity for our audience?
Sure thing, Ted. Terminal lucidity is when people with severe dementia suddenly become clear-headed near death. It's totally unexpected and can give false hope to families, much like this sudden happiness we're discussing. It's a reminder that not all improvements are what they seem at first glance.
That's an interesting comparison, Kate, but I think there's a key difference here. Terminal lucidity is primarily a physical phenomenon related to brain function. What we're talking about is a psychological state. It's more about emotions and decision-making than physical changes in the brain.
The underlying principle is the same, Eric. We're looking at an unexpected change that can be easily misinterpreted as improvement. Whether it's physical or psychological, the point is that we need to be aware of these patterns and not take them at face value.
How do these historical examples inform our understanding of the current issue?
Well, Ted, I think they show us that sudden mood changes near life-threatening events are not new. They're part of human psychology. By understanding these patterns, we can be better equipped to recognize and respond to them in modern contexts. It's about learning from history to save lives today.
I agree with Eric on that point. But we also need to remember that each situation is unique. We can't just apply historical examples without considering individual contexts. Mental health is complex, and we need to approach each case with fresh eyes and empathy.
Looking forward, how might this information shape future approaches to mental health care?
I believe we'll see a shift towards more continuous monitoring rather than relying on periodic check-ins. Technology could play a big role here. Imagine AI that can analyze patterns in behavior and mood more effectively than humans. We could catch these warning signs early and intervene before it's too late.
Hold your horses, Eric. That sounds like a privacy nightmare waiting to happen. We need to focus on education and human connection. Not turning mental
It's not about surveillance, Kate. It's about using tools to catch warning signs early. AI could be a game changer in mental health care. We're talking about saving lives here.
But AI
invading.
Can't understand the nuances of human emotion, Eric. We need to train people to recognize these signs and have meaningful conversations. It's about human connection, not algorithms and data.
Both approaches have merit. What about the role of mental health professionals in this scenario?
They'll definitely need to adapt their assessment methods, Ted. I can see them developing new scales that account for these counterintuitive signs we've been discussing. It's about evolving the field to better serve patients and potentially save more lives.
I agree that new methods are needed, but let's not forget the elephant in the room. We need to address the massive shortage of mental health professionals. All the fancy new methods in the world won't help if people can't access care in the first place. That's the real crisis we're facing.
That's where technology comes in again, Kate. Teletherapy and AI-assisted triage could help bridge that gap. We could reach more people, even in underserved areas, and provide at least some level of support while we work on increasing the number of professionals.
Those are band-aid solutions, Eric. We need systemic change to make mental health care accessible and affordable for everyone. It's not just about throwing tech at the problem. It's about reshaping our entire approach to mental health as a society.
How do you think public awareness of this issue will evolve?
I'm hopeful, Ted. I think we'll see more nuanced discussions about mental health in media and education. Understanding these complex signs is crucial for everyone, not just professionals. It's about creating a society where we're all more attuned to each other's mental well-being.
I agree that awareness is key, but we need to be careful not to create panic. We don't want people questioning every good mood their loved ones have. It's a delicate balance between awareness and overreaction. We need to educate, but also emphasize the importance of professional help.
Thank you both for this insightful discussion. It's clear that recognizing the signs of suicidal thoughts is complex, but crucial. As we've heard, sudden happiness can sometimes be a warning sign, but context is key. Let's all strive to be more aware and supportive of those around us.